Hi, I'm Jim Wallace. So last weekend in Washington, D.C., we saw the Values Voter Conference come to town. This has become one of, they say, the top 10 political conservative conferences in America by people who claim to be voters who vote because of their values. Well, guess who showed up? Donald Trump, the first president to ever come to a Value Voters Conference. Now, here are these self-proclaimed Christians with their values welcoming a billionaire playboy, a political bully, an ethno-nationalist and purveyor of racial bigotry. So when it comes to the Christian right, the religious right, I want to say this. Donald Trump is now the moral definition of their movement. The religious right will rise and fall with Donald Trump. Christian values include a deep caring for the poor, a caring for God's creation, racial reconciliation and justice, empathy, compassion. Here's what Joe Scarborough, a conservative Republican, said on Morning Joe the Tuesday after the weekend conference. You look in Matthew, you go through the Beatitudes, every single Beatitude. You go through Jesus' teaching and what he says he wants people to be. Donald Trump is the antithesis of just about every single thing that Jesus Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount. None of us are perfect, but he goes out of his way, it seems, to thumb his nose at all conventions, including the basics of the Beatitudes. So I want to suggest that when they say religious right or Christian right, the operative word there isn't religious or Christian. It's a right-wing political agenda that has politicized religion. Christian traditions throughout our history have always wanted to be an alternative to three things: the worship of money, sex, and power. Donald Trump embodies that. He is the consummate worshiper of money, sex, and power. Jesus wasn't really mentioned at the Values Voters Conference. There was a slight reference to, now we're going to have all the shopping centers be forced to say Merry Christmas. That was about the only reference to Jesus Christ. This is not just bad politics. This is really a theological problem. This is really a discipleship issue, what it means to follow Jesus. It really seems to me that the political agenda of the Values Voters Conference is coming from Fox News and not from the Bible they say they believe in. The longest applause at the Values Voter Conference to Donald Trump came when he lifted up the flag, not the cross, the flag. And there were standing ovations and cheers, USA, 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 with a clear implication they were cheering against black athletes who protest racial injustice and police brutality by taking a knee during the national anthem. And Steve Bannon showed up too. And he said something that was quite astonishing. He said, "You are the transmission of the best values of the Judeo-Christian West." Bannon's alt-right media platform, Breitbart, makes clear what the racial implications of this cultural nationalism are. Mike Gerson said it in the Washington Post. He said, "When you give standing ovations to purveyors of division and prejudice, there's a strong word for that in the Bible called idolatry." So this is making an idol out of what they call our cultural nationalism, which really means our racial identity as white people. That is contrary to the Judeo-Christian tradition. Our faith is welcoming of the stranger. It's bringing all of us around the table. It's making sure no one is left behind. And this ethno-nationalism is making sure that just us are finally the ones who are ruling and reigning. And just us, clearly, in that conference, was a whole bunch of white people. Just us is just white people. It's not new, sadly. People have used religion before, and really in the 1930s, when autocracy was rising in Europe, we see in Germany the creation of a state church a state church to support the rising political movement of fascism in Germany. A state church has nothing critical to say, no accountability, no prophetic word, just whatever the president does, we will support as religious people. That was a very dangerous thing. It led to the rise of a confessing church, meaning to lift up Christ, to say it is he who we obey. It is his name that we stand behind, his teaching, his values, not these politicized values of an autocratic movement, of a dangerous, dangerous movement. So how do we get back to Jesus here? I heard that growing up as a kid, get back to Jesus. Well, when I grew up, we had the problem of, I would call it privatizing faith, the gospel just being personal and private and not speaking the issues of racism, for example. And the black churches did and were the core, the animating core of the civil rights movement. They brought faith into public life. But these people are not talking about those issues. They're talking about a political agenda being put forward by Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, and they're tying their religion to that political agenda. That's very different than bringing the values of personal faith, the values of following Jesus. I think it's a good thing when people of faith can have discussions and debates about politics. We can have different political views on a number of things. That's a good thing for democracy. In fact, I think people of faith are often best as kind of practical independents who evaluate candidates and parties and platforms by their faith values. The sad thing is some of the polling that we've now seen does not suggest what Tony Perkins and his Ralph Reed and the others say is true. They're voting because of abortion, gay marriage, and religious liberty. The polling shows that's not true. The white evangelicals voted 81% for Donald Trump. And the polls say because of guns, because of anti-immigrant sentiment, anti-refugees, anti-terrorism, wanting more out of the economy than they're getting. So I think I'm going to give Tony a call, and I'm going to ask him to invite a few of the rest of us into that conversation next year, and let's have that debate. Let's have that conversation. What are Christian values, and how do we bring them into the public square? What do you say, Tony? I'm Jim Wallace. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.